107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Always great to check in with Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service, who joins us in the studios. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Jamie.
Well, we've got lots to talk about. First off, though, Spring Food Drive. It was a busy day last Saturday. You were helping out with Stratford House of Blessing on Saturday.
Yes, I was. I was over at Zaire's, and once again, like, just an amazing turnout, and people are just so generous, and I appreciate our community in how much they give all the time.
All right, and I know Stratford Police Service was also helping out with the Salvation Army at their locations on Saturday. So again, thank you to the grocery stores, the participating grocery stores who've helped out with the Spring Food Drive. And again, the bins are available. You can still drop off food items at the grocery bins at participating Stratford grocery stores through till this Thursday, gosh, with the Spring Food Drive. Okay, let's talk about license plate stickers and license plates. Now, there's been some clarification on this, lots of information back and forth, but we do know in that March of this year, the provincial government announced the elimination of the fee to renew your license plate sticker and further announced that refunds would be given for the cost of doing so. And I understand people are starting to already get refunds. But let's talk about with the Stratford Police Service clarifying the issue with, shall we say, license plate and stickers, what the clarification there.
Okay, so Jamie, so yes, first of all, there's no longer a cost associated with registering your license plate or getting a license plate sticker. So they've eliminated the cost and they've eliminated the sticker.
Okay.
However, it's still really important to know that you still have to register your vehicle, register your license plate. So if you go on to the Service Ontario website, apparently it's super easy. You just fill in the blanks and have your ownership and your insurance prepared, and you can do that there. Or you can go directly into Service Ontario.
Okay, and as you mentioned, it's pretty easy to do that renewing. So again, if you have an expired sticker on your license plate, you don't need to worry.
No, but you do need to register your plate. So you do need to renew it, but you don't need to put a new sticker over top of your old one.
Okay, so again, yeah, they're getting rid of the stickers. Stickers no longer part of this, but you do need to renew your license plate, and that's important to do that.
It really is. It allows the government to know how many vehicles are out there on the roadway. It allows adds some accountability to make sure that your insurance is up to date. And if you have any, unfortunately, if you have any outstanding fines too, you have to pay those before you can renew.
Okay, so there you go. Again, they're getting rid of the stickers, but you still do need to renew your license plates. And again, is that something on, you can do it once a year or once every 2 years, something like that?
Well, the press release from the Ontario government says either annually or every other year. So once a year or every other year. So probably the same as you did your stickers in the past. You could do a 1 year or a 2 year. The one thing that I do want to mention is that unless you go onto the website or if you go into Service Ontario and you request for notification, you'll no longer receive notification that you have to renew. So if you want to receive it, you have to ask for it.
All right. And there's been some great posts on the Stratford Police Service Facebook page. Of course, we'll share the information on our Facebook page, Twitter, and of course on our website with mystratfordnow.com. But I guess the good news is that there's no fees with regards to this.
So yes, absolutely.
There's a silver lining.
Yep,
here.
It's all free. We just need to clear up all of this confusion because I was even confused myself. So it's all good to get it all figured out and have that discussion. Like we always say, it's always good to talk about these things so that we can learn.
Exactly. It is. Yeah, it is certainly moving forward. Again, you're renewing your license plates, not having so much to worry about stickers, but you are renewing your license plates for
yes.
sure.
Yes.
All right. Anything else on the go with Stratford Police Service? I know we're starting to get into, you know, spring and summertime. Anything coming up that you want folks to know about?
Well, we got a couple of initiatives on the go here, but I think I'll hold off on that information until everything is ready. The one thing I do want to mention, though, is that I can't remember if you and I talked about it or not, Jamie, but we have our camera registry
yes.
program, too. So if you do have a camera, a surveillance camera at your home, even a doorbell camera, you can go on to the Stratford Police website or the City of Stratford website and register your camera with the Stratford Police Service. That allows us to generate and create a map, which shows us where the cameras are throughout our communities. And if something were to happen in your neighborhood, we can then quickly go to those locations where there is a potential video evidence and hopefully locate the individuals responsible.
And that can make such a difference.
Absolutely, yeah. It can be a huge time saver for us and the time it allows to the time that it takes away from the investigation allows us to follow up with that suspect more quickly.
All right. And I know there's going to be more events coming up. Of course, we'll touch on that as well. Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service. Again, Darren, always a pleasure chatting, and thanks so much for the update.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jamie.